Norman advised against having the fair this year. Governor Laura Kelly's planned order requiring Kansas residents to wear masks to slow the spread of the coronavirus could be toothless in many parts of the state. Counties can exempt themselves, and even those that don't might not enforce it. Officials in some counties already were signaling yesterday that they planned to opt out of the mandate. The governor plans to have the statewide mask mandate take effect on Friday. I'm Rick Everett, Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Buy a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Newly released court records say a man charged in a crash that killed longtime radio host and Wichita State University basketball announcer Don Hall had an empty alcohol bottle at his feet at the time of the crash. KWCH-TV reports that in an affidavit released yesterday in the case against Ray Watkins, the report said he had a 0.243 blood alcohol content on the day of the April 29th crash. The legal limit in Kansas is 0.08. Watkins faces a charge of involuntary manslaughter while driving under the influence. In an interview, Hall admitted to drinking beer prior to driving. The affidavit said that when the officer asked about how much he had to drink, Watkins responded, quote, probably too much. Minor League Baseball announced yesterday it will not have a season due to changes in Major League Baseball caused by the coronavirus pandemic. That means the newly constructed Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, which was to host the wind surge this season, will have to wait until next season. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone in Northeast Kansas is looking to resume normal activities. One of those is healthcare. Community Healthcare System is taking every precaution to maintain the highest level of safety. So don't put off checkups or other needed medical care. Call for an appointment knowing that we are carefully screening patients and visitors, as well as our associates, while doing extra cleaning, infection control training, maintaining social distancing in waiting areas, and much more. For more details, visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System. We are here to enrich the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The Nebraska State Fair is still a go at this point, but will be scaled back considerably to protect people from the coronavirus. The fair's board approved a slimmed down schedule for this year's event, which is scheduled from August 28th through September 7th. Executive Director Bill Ogg says the first weekend of the fair will feature 4-H events, while the second weekend would offer FFA events. Other activities such as Raising Nebraska Experience and Nebraska Game and Parks Display will be available during the week in between. Fair officials say they may add other events as the fair draws near. Former longtime Boys Town Director Reverend Val Peter has died at the age of 85. Peter oversaw a significant expansion of Boys Town's programs during his tenure, but still managed to connect personally with many of the children who lived at the home's campus just outside of Omaha. I'm Rick Everett, and that is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019, 2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6/120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. Senator Jerry Moran held a Zoom conference Tuesday afternoon with area leaders and officials. Many topics were discussed. One of the things Moran talked about was some of the assistance programs during the COVID pandemic.
I think a couple of things that Congress have done, maybe more than a couple, have been helpful, and particularly the Paycheck Protection Program in trying to keep people employed and businesses open, and it generally gets good marks. But we designed that program so that people could go to their lenders, people they knew, their own banker, and the SBA could play a role, an agency that already had the capabilities of assisting in regard to making loans. But we did ask the SBA to do $350 billion of business in 2 weeks, and their normal book of business is $30 billion a year. So they were overwhelmed, and it took them a bit to catch up, particularly when it comes to computers and computer programs. And they had never dealt with sole proprietors, independent contractors, or farmers before. So that aspect of the PPP program was new to them. But we are looking at what is to follow, if anything, the legislation that Congress has already passed.
Jay Kennedy of First National Bank in Frankfort also talked about the PPP and some of his concerns.
The beginning was very, very rocky, as you had mentioned. We were not an SBA lender, and so we had to jump a bunch of hurdles. But two of my significant customers went to other banks because they couldn't get us signed up fast enough. The forgiveness part is really on our minds right now. If any of you borrowed and you come to your bank and say, what do I do now? And we say, we don't know. I don't like saying that to customers. I can't call SBA and say, tell me what to do or I'm going to do this. So they hold all the leverage, but I know they sped up faster than they were supposed to. So I think in the end, it did work. But this forgiveness piece is really weighing heavily on banks and the people that borrowed the money.
Curtis Hawkinson of Community Memorial Healthcare was also on the call with the senator.
We're on the receiving end of the PPP program, and we just felt that it worked great, came at the exact time we needed it. And the other CARES Act stimulus for rural hospitals, too, also, I guess, in my opinion, worked very smooth as well. Fact of the matter is, the stimulus that we received is appropriate, although we haven't had the impacts some other hospitals dealing with actual COVID cases. We're not out of this COVID pandemic by any stretch. You know, when you sign off on the terms and condition, you really don't know what you're signing off on because a lot of that guidance is not specified. But we're hopeful that it's going to be a grant and we can continue to go forward.
Mike Couch, the new USD 364 superintendent, was also in on the call and talked about potential plans for the fall.
We for sure want to send the message that we're going to follow all protocols to ensure our buildings are healthy and safe for kids to attend. On the front of helping all fears go away, that we can help and talk to those families. But we truly believe in rural Kansas, we're ready to have kids back to school, social, emotional needs, and all the other needs. We need to have eyes on kids every day and put them back to normalcy. And COVID's not changed one bit since March. It's going to come through America until we find something to stop it. We'll wear masks, we'll be clean, we'll wash our hands, and we'll take temperatures. We'll do everything we possibly can do, but we need to have our kids back in school.
Couch said the district is working on other plans for the fall as well. We will have more on the conference call with Senator Jerry Moran on this weekend's Public Affairs program.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The fatality involved in a UTV accident Friday evening in Pottawatomie County near Olsburg has been identified as Travis Belleville, age 28, of rural Olsburg. He lost control of the utility vehicle he was driving and was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger sustained non-life-threatening injuries. That individual's name has not been released by authorities who continue the investigation. The fatality Friday, Travis Belleville, age 28, of rural Olsburg.
Delora S. Drinkern, age 101, of Bremen, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m., at Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Delora Drinkern.
Joseph A. Baker, age 93, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m., at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Cemetery at Morrillville. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 of the church. Visitation Thursday 11 to 5 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Joseph Baker.
Vernon E. Jeffries, age 93, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday 10:30 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Visitation Thursday 2 until 8 at the Padden Chapel in charge of arrangements for Vernon Jeffries.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Wednesday, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, and fruit mix. Tomorrow, chicken gravy on a biscuit, peas, apricots, and a cookie.
The PFB Pyros Fireworks Stand is back in Hanover. Of course, they have the classics, snakes, snaps, and sparklers, and they have the big boys like the detonator. Open now through July 5th from noon to 9, right in downtown Hanover next to Ricky's Cafe across from Turn 4. Have a blast with fireworks from PFB Pyros.
For dependable, warm-hearted home care for your loved one, talk to Home Instead Senior Care, serving Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Our workers live and work in your area and are invested in the community on a personal level. And Home Instead is hiring caregivers now. Here you will work flexible hours, receive paid training, provide a variety of non-medical services, and more. Positions are available in Marysville, Waterville, Home City, and the surrounding areas. Call 402-228-2080 for an application or apply online. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy Spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top-notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a frontal boundary moving across the central and upper parts of the Midwest that will bring some scattered showers and thunderstorms early on for today. Then it looks like we'll see dry weather for this afternoon. Maybe a little bit of some more isolated showers and thunderstorms as we head into tonight. Otherwise, we are still going to see warm temperatures out there all the way through the end of the week. We're going to see temperatures well into the 90s. And it looks like for the 4th of July, we'll continue to see temperatures right around the upper 80s and into the 90s. So across the area, possible showers and thunderstorms early. Then it looks like sunny skies around 90. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower 70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, isolated storms in the afternoon. We'll see temperatures around 90. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, temps at 70. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high early July, 88. Recent record high, 98. The average low, 65. And the record low, 56. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02.
One of the best things about summer is enjoying some great barbecue. Pulled pork, brisket, smoked sausage, barbecue chicken, and don't forget the sides, baked beans, cucumber salad, cheesy hash brown taters. I could go on, but now I'm hungry and need to head down to Bite Me Barbecue. Dine in or carry out. They can also cater your next event. Stop in today. Heck, do it now. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Could the latest surge impact the NBA's return? And Lionel Messi reaches yet another milestone. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Despite a rise in COVID-19 cases in more than 30 states, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver remains pretty confident, his words, about the league's plan to safely resume play. During an appearance on Time 100 Talks, Silver was asked if there was any chance the NBA would decide not to move forward with the restart.
We're testing daily. I mean, we haven't put a precise number on it, but if we were to see a large number of cases and we were to see spread in our community, that would, of course, would be a cause for us to stop.
ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski.
It's one thing to start on July 30th. October 12th or 13th, Game 7 of the NBA Finals. That's a long way away. That's a lot of tests between now and then.
Major League Baseball players will report to their teams today for training camps as the league continues to eye a July 23rd return. Minor League Baseball seasons have been canceled due to the pandemic. This is ABC Sports. New Orleans Pelicans Executive Director of Basketball Operations David Griffin confirmed that three Pelicans players have tested positive for COVID-19. Griffin did not reveal their identities, but did say that the test took place last week after the team reopened its facility.
They're not in, quote, quarantine. They're in isolation. They're in self-isolation, and they test daily. And when they can have two negative tests, or rather tests that are good results for us, they can return to activity with the team.
Sources tell ESPN the three players were among the 16 positive test results revealed by the association last week. Soccer superstar Lionel Messi became the seventh player to score 700 career goals during FC Barcelona's match with Atletico Madrid. Messi joins the likes of Cristiano Ronaldo, Joseph Bican, and Pele, who've accomplished the feat. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
USD 223 Hanover Barnes & Lynn is looking to hire route bus drivers for Hanover & Lynn for the 2021 school year. Pay starts at $18 an hour and includes health insurance benefits. Applicants must be willing to obtain a Class B commercial driver's license and the appropriate endorsements. All training will be paid for by USD 223. For more information, call the district office at 763-4231.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Trump, Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue all voicing their confidence in China's commitment to fulfill Phase 1 agreement commodity purchases. President Trump specifically quashed White House Advisor Peter Navarro's assertion that Phase 1 was over, tweeting, "The China trade deal is in full intact. Hopefully, they will continue to live up to the terms of the agreement." In another interview, Ambassador Lighthizer said he expects the commitments to be made in the calendar year. In another interview, Ag Secretary Perdue said Chinese officials, quote, "tell us forthrightly that they're planning to fulfill those commitments, and he takes them at their word." Now, it's not a secret that they have been behind the first quarter, he said, but they can see a rapid escalation of their purchases. China has already stepped up to purchase U.S. corn, wheat, and sorghum. There have been 948 metric tons of exported to China in May and June alone. Now, it should be noted that Ambassador Lighthizer cautioned that the U.S.-China relationship is going to be complicated when he was asked about the possibility of a Phase 2 agreement. Lighthizer said that we've always taken the position that Phase 2 depends on how Phase 1 happens. Also this week, the Senate did pass a China sanctions bill over Hong Kong. The bipartisan legislation targets officials and banks that undermine the city's autonomy has been introduced in the House. The potential for sanctions surrounding Chinese actions pertaining to Hong Kong, Taiwan, and the mass detention of Uyghur Muslims in China's northwest region have yet to affect the Phase 1 deal. But Chinese officials are warning the U.S. side should refrain from getting too far with their meddling. The Phase 1 commitment is to purchase $36.5 billion of U.S. farm products this year and $43.5 billion in 2021. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hello and good Wednesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's briefly take a recap at how things finished up for yesterday, the Tuesday round of trading, and it was quite the turnaround at the midday point for the grains as they responded well to some of the numbers that came out, double-digit gains in some places. It was a mostly lower day for the livestock. Energy markets also saw some red, but it was a mostly mixed day there, and the metals saw some slight gains at the end of the day as well, but let's get you through the grains first. Again, responding well to the reports coming out yesterday. July corn finishing up 12 and a quarter to 338 and a half. September finishing up 12 and three quarters at 341 and a half, and even sharper gains beyond that at yesterday's close. The wheat complex, including Chicago spring, Kansas City wheat, all with some green, including a double-digit gain for the spring wheat. July Kansas City wheat, though, up 6 3/4 at the close yesterday to 435 and a half. September finishing up 3 and a quarter to 439 and three quarters. It was a whale of a day for the
soybeans, the biggest gain, sitting in July, soybeans of 17 and three quarters to 884 and a quarter. August sitting at 878 and three quarters. That was up 17 and a quarter on the day. Soybean meal also experiencing a sharp gain. July meal up 580 at the close to 286.30, and the oil up 36 points for July soybean oil to 27.98. Cotton also triple digits in the green, with July up 136 to 60.98. October up 135 to 61.48. A look into the livestock, saw June live cattle finish down 335, sitting at 91.65. August down 20 to 96.27. Feeder cattle also in the red, with August down 65 to 132.85. September down 90 cents to 133.37. Lean hogs did see some green in the back months, but July finished down 20 cents to 45.17. Gold and silver yesterday traded sharply higher. Sam Speck with your markets through the Mid-America Ag Network.
During the busy harvest season, affordable parts are only a phone call away. For 40 years, Abilene Machine has been a trusted source for quality ag replacement parts. Need augers, chaffers, or chains for your combine, or parts for your tractor? Abilene Machine stocks new, remanufactured, and used parts that meet or exceed original equipment manufacturer specs, but are priced below OEM. Call Abilene Machine at 800-255-0337 or visit them online at abilenemachine.com.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is, of course, agriculture. To catch a thief, a bee thief. After this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
The trail to find the thief of over 250 beehives in Washington State began at Columbia Pollination. That's a company between Moses Lake and George, Washington. Dave Smouse, the company's owner and beekeeper, said he discovered more than 200 of his hives were missing on property along Interstate 90. He said the only marks left behind were real skinny vehicle tracks. Not far away, Bud Wilhelm, a beekeeper in Othello, Washington, had about 150 of his beehives stolen. He, too, saw those skinny tracks.
Yeah, so they were real skinny tire tracks that did not look like a typical, you know, large truck. They were definitely unique.
That's Sierra McLean, a reporter for Capital Press, who wrote a story about the hunt for this bee thief, which you can read in the June 18th edition of CapitalPress.com.
And so they thought that there was most likely the same person or people behind the theft. So the two beekeepers set out to find this thief. And the way they did that was they realized that farmers in the local community might be either renting or hosting stolen bees on their land without even realizing it and using those bees for pollination. So they asked farmers to submit photographs of beehives. And from one of the photographs, Smouse recognized his hives, which was interesting. Little side note here, but hives are marked much like you would mark or brand cattle by beekeepers so that they can recognize their hives. And even though these particular hives had been painted over and changed, they were still a particular shape and size and number to the point that this beekeeper actually recognized his hives. So he set out looking for where they might be and couldn't track down the farm because even though he had a photo, it had been submitted by another farmer. So it was a secondhand photo. So he was having trouble tracking down where these hives in this picture were. So he set out and found, he recognized the hill range. He recognized the crop was canola that the hives were in. So he thought it'd be really simple to find. But he said it turned out there's quite a bit of canola, quite a bit of canola growing in that area. So he drove around for quite some time and finally found a farm that matched the photo. And at that point, you know, he approached the farmer, who was completely shocked to learn he had stolen bees on his property, of course. And so he pointed Smouse to the bee's source.
And the trail is getting warmer. More tomorrow. Back after this.
Our nation has faced unprecedented challenges due to the coronavirus pandemic, and the agriculture industry is no exception. This is Richard Fordyce, administrator for USDA's Farm Service Agency, reminding farmers and ranchers that FSA is now accepting applications for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP. This program provides vital financial assistance to producers to offset impacts of COVID-19. Certain crops and livestock, along with wool and dairy, are eligible for CFAP. Our website, farmers.gov/CFAP, that's farmers.gov/CFAP, is your one-stop shop for eligible commodities, payment rates, eligibility criteria, and application forms. You'll also find a payment calculator that can assist you with completing your application. Applications for CFAP will be accepted through August 28th. And if you have questions about CFAP, customers can call the CFAP call center at 877-508-8364 or by simply contacting your local FSA county office.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. For the first time since the turn of the 20th century, there will be no minor league baseball this year. Correspondent John Stolness has details.
Since the minor leagues were established in 1901, there's been a minor league season every year, but not this year, the year of the coronavirus. Minor League Baseball released a statement that said, quote, "These are unprecedented times for our country and our organization, as this is the first time in our history that we've had a summer without minor league baseball." Minor League Baseball President Pat O'Connor went on to say, quote, "While this is a sad day for many, this announcement removes the uncertainty surrounding the 2020 season and allows our teams to begin planning for an exciting 2021 season of affordable family entertainment." This all comes as Major League Baseball is slated to begin their season on July 23rd and 24th, and Major League Baseball's preseason summer camps begin on Wednesday. I'm John Stolness.
And I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you with special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Dr. Anthony Fauci and Prevention Director Robert Redfield and other top government health officials testified before a Senate committee yesterday on the latest efforts by the U.S. to contain the pandemic. During the hearing, Dr. Fauci explained how his advice has been misinterpreted when referring to playing sports during the pandemic.
When things get in the press of what I supposedly said, I didn't say. I never said we can't play a certain sport. What happens is that people in the sport industry, they could either be people from players association, owners, people involved in the health of the players, ask me opinions regarding certain facts about the spread of the virus, what the dynamics are. I give it, and then it gets interpreted that I'm saying you can't play this sport or you can't play that sport.
Again, it was just yesterday that the minor leagues canceled baseball for the season. I'm Rick Averett. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Longer daylight hours and summertime activities often keep us up past our normal bedtimes. Is it healthy? We will investigate on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 1st, the 183rd day of the year. Comedian Dan Aykroyd has a birthday, and Sony introduced the Walkman on this day in 1979. Summertime lifestyles typically mean less consistent sleep habits, and that can spell bad news for your heart health. Researchers have discovered that even with an adequate amount of sleep, individuals who went to bed 30 minutes past their regular bedtime had significantly higher heart rates while sleeping. And the elevated rates often carried through the next day. Surprisingly, even earlier than normal bedtimes had an adverse effect on heart rate. The lesson? An adequate amount of sleep is important, but so is consistency in our sleep routine. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get our free e-newsletter at almanac.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then clearing skies around 90. We'll see wind gusts at 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon around 90. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll see temperatures around 70 degrees. Right now, it's 70.
First step, ask the land, treat her like a lady. Second step, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Third step, take her in your arms and never let her go. Don't you know, step by step, step by step, you'll win her love. Second step,